Hey guys, Dan here, and as always, I know some of you are a little bit concerned about my, I've been a bit quiet. Not so much because of anything other than the fact I've been battening down the hatches because this country's on its fucking knees because we're led by parasites, gutless cunts and pricks who are such delusional fantasias that they seem to think we don't have a fuel problem in this country. Look behind me, look at the fucking price of diesel. Now, he's rolled out a big fucking plan about petrol because he is dumb as fuck. I'm talking about Chris Bowen, of course, the biggest delusional fantasias since the queer cunts at universities who decided that men can get pregnant. The guy's a complete fucking dead shit. Now, diesel is what makes Australia run. Diesel, coal are the absolute prime drivers of this fucking country. There are, you know, you add your gas in there and add a few other things for sure, but coal drives Australia. Diesel's what makes it all fucking work. And we're absolutely under the pump. I know it because I've got a fucking freight business that delivers food to your supermarkets. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for you fucking dead shit Green voters and Labor voters, food does not magically appear at the supermarket. They do not produce it themselves. It comes from cunts in trucks who get it from farmers and or producers who then put it in there so you can buy it so you have something to eat. Now, with the petrol prices, diesel prices, fuel prices behind me, and then, of course, the electricity prices that are going on, this country's on the fucking brink. Now, we do have oil reserves. We have coal aplenty. And yet, for some reason, we've got fuckwits like Bowen and Albanese and all of his mates telling us, no, no, everything's fine. Tim Ayres, apparently it's a right-wing conspiracy theory. Behind me, dickhead, it's not a right-wing conspiracy theory. They're the numbers that are coming out of people's bank accounts. You wouldn't know anything about it because you've got a government-sponsored travel card, cunt. That's right, you are a dead-set cunt. You people are breaking this country bit by bit. You produce nothing, you do nothing, you contribute nothing but bad policy and ways to fuck the joint left, right and centre. We've got people who, I was just at the servo earlier, I filled up and I've been speaking to people. People are filling up jerry cans. And then Chris Bowen has the audacity to say that's un-Australian. That's called being prepared for your fuckwittery, you dead set cunt. A right-wing conspiracy, apparently. An extreme right-wing. And then you rattle off cowards like the Nationals and the Liberal Party. One Nation sort of having half a crack. I'm going to give them a pass. But to call it a right-wing conspiracy, no. That's called fucking Australians over, you dead set cunt. I can't use that word anywhere near as fucking venomously as I want to right now because I don't think I've got any more venom in me for you people. I watched the Labor Party sit there sniggering and laughing about, oh, fuel crisis. You fucking mongrel dogs. All right, it's not going to be long going along the trajectory you're going and people are going to start skull dragging you out of the building and I'm not going to be getting in the way to fucking protect your asses. You all deserve what you fucking get. All right, this fella here driving past. Trading looks like a businessman, and there's, what, six cans, jerry cans on the back of his ute. Do you know why? Because you cunts are fucking breaking us. We have no ability to process and process our own fuel. We have no process for our urea and our fertilizers. We have no capability whatsoever. No self-determination. We have no control over whatsoever. And we've got some half-baked deal with the US that I think Angus Taylor fucking organised, where they're storing a whole heap of crude oil that hasn't been manufactured. We can't use it. We've got to bring it over here and refine it. We don't have any fucking ability to refine it because you fuckers have destroyed our infrastructure over the last 40 years to the degree that we are sitting ducks. You people have destroyed this country. You've broken it bit by bit. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm hoping we can all get through it. We're going to have to do our very best. Toilet paper wars are going to be the last of our fucking concerns. And this is absolutely the fault of every single government. Nobody gets a fucking pass. Every single one of you people, fucking dead shits. You should all be strung out, hung out, and certainly not have any jobs. You should all be made unemployed. I'll be careful what I'm going to say there. We all know what I'm thinking. Fuck you to the moon. You cunts have destroyed this country. And now we've got to work out how to figure out how to get it back. And you pricks aren't going to like it when we do, because that's going to mean all of you are out of jobs, all of you are out of roles, and all of you are going to be fucking absolutely on the breadlines if there's any bread left for you to be able to get hold of. And I'm telling you, it's getting fucking close.